Yeah, there it goes.
There, I think it's okay now.
Yeah. What I would like to also add to some of the points that I made was, I think it was in the year 1975 when the Indian Self-Determination Act was passed by Congress. And it's ironic that the Republican administration had to propose that to U.S. Congress. And I remember it was Richard Nixon who had a great role in understanding the need for such a congressional act for the Indian people to use. And he had some good advisors that not necessarily coming from Indian country or not necessarily having close advisors that were of American Indian, but some of the people that around him that he was surrounded with really basically believe in education and self-determination of Indian tribes, Indian nation, and self-governments. That's what they believe in. And so as a result of all of that influence, President Nixon was able to support and propose to Congress the passage of the American Indian Self-Determination Act. And the Navajo Nation, they simply were the one group that was doing all of that even before the passage of that act. And one of those good evidence to show that was the establishment of Navajo Community College. And Navajo Community College was really conceived by Navajo tribal chairman Raymond Nakai, and then Bob Russell, people like Guy Gorman, and those people really, really believe in education. Nat Hattati was also one of them. And they believe in education. And I remember the Navajo Nation Education Committee really being supportive. And they asked Bob Russell to get involved and see if they can produce the first American Indian Community College. And so Bob Russell spearheaded that. And as we now know, and as history can now say, that was such a tremendous beginning as so far as higher education institutions for the American Indians. To have the Navajo Community College become the first Schatz institution exercise and created by the largest American Indian tribe in the United States, and that voice or that kind of program was needed everywhere, and it was only appropriate that the Navajo Nation did what they did. And they did all of this at the support of the federal government. And I remember sometimes at that point, a meeting somewhere in Say Lee, where you now currently have Navajo Community College located, the chairman of the I believe it was Ways and Means Committee, the chair was present at the groundbreaking ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
And so he, for somebody of that high caliber in the federal government with so much power, for that person to come to a small Indian community where there was nothing, where they were making the groundbreaking ceremony, to me was really, really something. I forgot the gentleman's name that came, but I'll remember it later. And he said some terrific things about supporting Indian education. And I remember hearing the tribal council, who were members of the education committee, really being enthusiastic about this new beginning, where the Indian people nationwide would now begin having some of their own community college in their own community with their own tribe back on those reservations. And that was really, really something for me to see. And I was just a young man working at DNA when I saw that. And to me, Diné College, which is now called Diné College, was one of those institutions that its potential was unlimited. It could do many things. It could mean so many things to different people. And so the way people look at it was different in the sense that it meant a lot to many of the parents on the Navajo Nation. And, of course, we now know that as Diné College, which was a institution that spearheaded the movements of Indian people to establish their own community college within their own tribe. All of this was done as the Navajo people were learning how to get involved in the exercise of their voting rights. I believe it was in the mid-1970s the Navajo people finally realized that by just sheer number and by voter registration, and by them becoming politically active, where they can elect school board members to control the local schools, where they can elect people in their own county, county board of supervisors, and those kinds of positions they could very well control. But it had to be demonstrated by, you know, the first action of any kind of institution building that can be promoted by the Navajo people themselves. I think Navajo Community College was only an institution that came about as a result of that. I could remember in Apache County, there was a lot of controversy in Apache County because up to that point, there were no county board of supervisors that was a member of the Navajo tribe. But yet, in that county, majority of the voters were Navajo people. And we always did not see that connection between the power to vote and how we can exercise that and learn how to control things within that county. And it was Apache County and the lawsuit that DNA was able to file. And as a result of what we were doing that came out in the newspaper, a lot of public education was given to the Navajo people through that case. And, of course, with the Navajo people winning the right to vote in these various elections at the state level and the county election also, brought about a tremendous amount of education to the local Navajo youngsters. And it was perhaps at this time also that the Navajo people were also getting involved in a lot of the state races where margins of Navajo voters were the deciding factor in electing local officials. And one really good case in point was the office of the governor in the state of Arizona. I don't remember what year that was, but that was the year that a Democrat, Raul Castro, won the governor's seat in the state of Arizona purely on the basis of the Navajo voter turnout in that election. And the way the situation was at that point, or at that time, was that when they were counting the votes that came in from the various county, the last vote at the end of the night came in from Apache County. And Raul Castro had won overwhelmingly in Apache County, simply because the county was heavily populated with Democratic voters, and so as a result of the, what the Navajo Nation did, a Democratic governor was elected. And that opened the eyes of many, many other candidates. And subsequent to what happened in Arizona, every time we had a tribal fair each year in September, particularly during the election year, you would see all these politicians heavily involved in the parades at the Navajo Tribal Fair, both from Arizona and New Mexico and some occasion from the state of Utah. And of course, then federal election, when people are facing elections in the federal government when these, from these three states, you always see politicians that are running for these federal office seeking Navajo vote. And I believe in my own situation, the last time I was in office, Hillary Clinton came to represent her husband, Bill Clinton, at the Navajo Nation Fair and spoke very highly of the Navajo people's involvement in voter registration and in the ability to turn out the vote so that they finally will have a say-so in the election of officials that will work with them. And so basically that was kind of like the awakening of a political power that the Navajo people can exercise. And while all of these were happening on the Navajo, across the nation, people, the Navajo people were looking at, they did not overlook the development of the school board, where they saw where they said that we could control the school if we can get majority Navajo people and we can elect them. We can control our own school system. And they were talking about the public school system. And so to me, that was a huge amount of progress that took place during this time, the late 1970s and early 80s, what the Navajo people were doing. And that was all basically done because of the voter education that the Navajo Nation was involved in. And then from there, it picked up in into the county elections. And in New Mexico, all those counties that come into the Navajo Nation, there was always somebody from the Navajo Nation that was running for state office, county seats, and all of that. And so it was a tremendous assertion of political power by the Navajo people.
Okay. Should I turn off for a minute?
Yeah.